US markets closed lower for the week, while the UK and Europe closed higher. Investor attention shifted to earnings season, which kicked off with major US banks, who are pointing to a favorable economic backdrop with consumers continuing to spend. Investment banking pipelines are continuing to grow and further tailwinds are expected from deregulation. Tech stocks rebounded after TSMC announced big investment plans to meet AI demand, with earnings continuing to surprise to the upside. We also saw gold and silver hit record levels as geopolitical tensions supported the safe haven appeal. On the economic front, US inflation is easing gradually, and consumer spending remains resilient. The US economy and labor market is proving more resilient than many feared. In the UK, GDP came in better than expected, and in China this morning, GDP for the year came in line with their target of 5%. However, the property sector continues to struggle, with growth coming from manufacturing supported by government efforts and not consumer spending. Looking at the week ahead, US markets will be closed on Monday on account of a holiday. The World Economic Forum kicks off its annual event in Davos, with President Trump joining other notable executives. Over the weekend, President Trump announced additional tariffs on European countries supporting Greenland until the US is allowed to buy Greenland. Major European Union countries have condemned the tariff threats as blackmail and have proposed responding with a range of countermeasures, adding volatility to the market. Earnings season continues to ramp up, with results expected from Netflix, Johnson & Johnson, and Intel. On the economic front, US data includes private payrolls, final third quarter GDP, core PCE prices, and the final reading of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations. The Eurozone also has a busy week with inflation, consumer confidence, and PMIs. Turning to South Africa, Richemont's third quarter update beat expectations on a tough base, setting a positive tone for the luxury sector, supported by broad-based regional strength and early signs of stabilization in Greater China. In the week ahead, the key data release will be December inflation on Wednesday, expected to tick up slightly to 3.6% from 3.5%, alongside November retail sales. On the earnings front, we expect updates from BHP and Sasol. That's it for now. Have a great week.